This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
A year ago, these cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I mean, what happened?
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
That's the late Heath Ledger as the Joker in the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight. The film broke box office records when it opened over the weekend. The Dark Knight is the sequel to the 2005 film Batman Begins, in which a tormented Bruce Wayne learned to channel the rage over his parents' murder by adopting the persona of Batman to clean up Gotham City. The Dark Knight features extravagant sets and dramatic action, but it's the terrifying villain in the movie, the Joker, that's getting the most attention. It was Heath Ledger's final role. He died in January from an overdose of prescription medications. The film is directed and co-written by Christopher Nolan, who directed and co-wrote Batman Begins. Christian Bale returns as Batman. Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies spoke to Nolan and Bale. Dave asked Bale how he was transformed by putting on the Batman suit.
You know, I must admit that I was never a Batman fan. This was the first time when I sat and met with Chris that he presented a Batman that I had an interest in playing. But also for me, with absolute respect to, you know, anybody else who has played Batman in the past, I always felt that I viewed them as a man standing in a rubber suit, and I never could quite buy it. So what I felt was the only way that I personally could make it work is if he truly becomes a beast when he is within the Batman costume. It does make you feel quite invincible. It has such protection on it. You know, you feel like you can achieve great violence very easily. You feel very defended as well. And protected by it, and so consequently you get very aggressive once you're inside of the suit.
You know, Christian Bale, I read that there was a scene, and there are a lot of memorable scenes in this film, and one of them is Batman standing on top the Sears Tower in Chicago at night, utterly erect, looking across the city while the camera shot, I assume, is done by a helicopter circling him. That's really you there, right?
That is me. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people have suggested it was a dangerous thing to do. It really wasn't dangerous. I look at it more as an experience rather than a stunt. You know, I know where to draw the line. I have a very stunt double, Buster Reeves, who I'm very happy to let him smash into concrete pillars at 30 miles an hour and to jump five stories onto cars. But when it came to the fighting, which I really think is very much an acting job. Everybody fights so very differently. So I did that all of myself. But something like the Sears Tower was more just an experience that I wanted to have. I don't see in the future I'm going to have many opportunities to stand 110 stories up on the edge of the Sears Tower in the bat suit, looking out over Gotham. And so I wanted to take advantage of that. But, you know, the truth is that they were never going to allow me to plummet 110 stories down to the streets of Chicago. I would have fallen a couple stories and banged into a window and surprised some office workers below. That's why I say it was less of a stunt and more an experience that I didn't want to miss.
What did it feel like?
It felt wonderful, you know. I mean, there's initial slight feelings of vertigo, but surprisingly, within a couple of minutes, I felt absolutely comfortable up there. I was strolling up and down along the ledge. I was kneeling down and looking over the side, and I felt very happy to be there.
The villain here, the Joker, is one of the most memorable characters. Christopher Nolan, it's interesting that we don't see any backstory of the Joker here. You know, in Batman Begins, we see the origins of Batman. And in some earlier versions of the Batman story, particularly the Tim Burton film, you know, a lot of that was devoted to telling us where the Joker came from. Why the choice here to simply present him to us as he is?
Well, when we looked at what we wanted the Joker to be in the film, the real question is who is this icon? when seen through the prism of Batman Begins. We tried to present the world of Gotham as a more realistic world, a grittier world. So when we thought, okay, who's the Joker going to be in that world? He had to be terrifying. He has to be terrifying. He has to be this extraordinary force of pure anarchy, really. And what Heath and I talked about a lot is when you look at characters, great sort of icons of villainy, like Darth Vader or Hannibal Lecter, these guys, really the more you find out about who they are and where they came from, the less interesting they are and the less threatening they are. That was how we felt. And so we decided, rather than addressing any origin for the Joker, we wanted him to be an absolute. We didn't want to know, who his parents were or what happened to him as a kid and all the rest. And indeed, we sort of riff on that in the film. The Joker kind of mocks the audience's actual desire to know things about people that might explain why they're bad.
And he is a truly memorable, scary character as portrayed by Heath Ledger. And, of course, it was after shooting completed for the film that Heath Ledger died tragically in January of this year. And that's, of course, going to be talked about a lot as the film is released. Christopher Nolan, tell us about getting Heath Ledger in the role of the Joker. Did you seek him for that role?
Well, it was one of those unusual things where I'd met Heath three or four times over the years for different projects and nothing had come of it. but we kept in touch, and he heard we were doing the Joker in the film, and I heard that he might be interested, which was a huge surprise to me. I probably never would have thought about asking him to do it. But he came to me and said he was interested before we even had a script. So we sat and we talked about the touchstones of movies and literature that would inform, the type of character that we would need to create. We talked about, the character of Alex in A Clockwork Orange, for example, things like that. And it became clear to me that he'd really just figured out a way to do this and had the confidence to do it. So I jumped on it immediately. I mean, as I say, before we even had the script finished and signed him up for it. He just had that terrific enthusiasm for it, that great confidence. So, you looked into his eyes and you knew he was going to do something very, very special.
Christopher Nolan, when you look at Heath Ledger's performance in Brokeback Mountain and that deep voice and that sort of very controlled character he played. Mm. And here, the voice is completely different, and the character is so...
The voice is, everything. I mean that. But that, people sort of asked me at the time when I cast him, what did you see that he had done that made you think he'd be right for the Joker? And the answer was, well, nothing that directly related to the Joker, but what you saw in Brokeback Mountain was an incredibly, as you say, withdrawn performance. It's a performance where nothing is done for the sake of vanity, and nothing is done to open the character to the audience, which is a huge risk for an actor to take. You risk completely alienating the character from the audience. But Heath pulled it off, and that for me was what told me that he would be able to do anything, really. And so when he said he could do the Joker, when he said he could find a way to create an iconic performance that would have its own peculiar rhythm, its own really visual and oral sort of sense, but that would be a human being and a real character. There was no question in my mind he'd be able to do it.
We'll hear more of Dave Davies' interview about the new Batman film with its star Christian Bale and its director and co-writer Christopher Nolan. First, let's hear Heath Ledger as the Joker. In this scene, he's crashed a party Bruce Wayne is giving for the new DA, Harvey Dent, who has promised to clean up Gotham City.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment. I only have one question. Where is Harvey Dent? You know where Harvey is? Do you know who he is?
Do you know where I can find Harvey? I need to talk to him about something. Just something little, huh? No. I'll settle for his loved ones.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
You remind me of my father. I hated my father.
Let's get back to the interview Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies recorded with the star of the new Batman film, Christian Bale, and its director and co-writer, Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan, if you could just describe a little bit the look of the Joker character as Heath Ledger plays it. I mean, it's not, well, it, maybe just describe a little bit how the look came about and whether that's something he developed or something you worked with him on and the characterization.
Well, we developed the look very much as a collaboration between myself and Heath and Lindy Hemming, our costume designer, and John Caglioni, his makeup artist. And we looked at a lot of different references. There was always going to be some kind of punk influence on the guy. I always liked the idea of a sort of grubbiness to him. So with all his wardrobe, we sort of made everything dirty and aged down, as if he slept in his clothes and that kind of thing. We really wanted him to have that slightly smelly feel of someone who's sort of been out on the town all night, you know, a little ragged around the edges. And I showed Heath a lot of Francis Bacon paintings as reference for the makeup on the face, because I wanted to get that sort of streaky, corrupted feel into the makeup itself. So we realized early on that we'd want actual physical scarring, you know, sort of three-dimensional aspect to what creates the idea of the grin. But then he would have, in some sort of punk fashion, kind of painted on top of that, painted a smile on top of that. And we started off, as far as the creation of the actual makeup look, Heath started from a point of applying it himself to begin with, just to see what it really would be if he put it on with his hands, just dipping his hands in the makeup and smearing it on and everything. And then his makeup artist, John Caglioni, would sort of work from that and define it and make it textured in the way we wanted. And it sort of degrades through the film as well. I really wanted to get a tactile sense of that character so that when you go in, you know, for a huge close-up, you really, you feel like you can smell his breath.
right. Christian Bale, you know, the Joker here is such a jarring and unsettling character to witness. Do you think it affected your performance at all? I mean, you don't share that many scenes with him, but did it affect the way you played the character at all?
Yeah, definitely. He you know, is a opponent that Batman has not come across before. You know, if you can find what, you know, the criminal is after, then you have some leverage. And with the Joker, there is nothing. Batman can find nothing. Even his usual kind of fallback, you know, resort to violence, which Batman is, you know, very good at, doesn't work either.
I think the Joker really brings out the rage in the character too. I mean, it was something Christian and I talked about in the first film, was showing, exposing really the rage that drives the creature of Batman, you know, that really elemental thing, that anger that drives him. And I think it's really not until this film that you know, the Joker is able to get under Batman's skin the way he gets under everyone else's skin. And you see in the interrogation scene between, you know, Christian and Heath, I mean, you see this extraordinary anger from the character coming out. And I think Batman in that moment is sort of very frightening. And you're not really, at a certain point, you're not really sure that he's coming across as that heroic a figure. I mean, he's quite terrifying in that scene, I think. And I think only the Joker is able to bring that out in Batman.
You know, Heath Ledger delivers this amazing performance. And then, of course, in January, he died. It was an overdose of prescription medications. It was, of course, a terrible shock and a loss to you both, I'm sure. But you're also in the middle of, I guess, production of this film, which is, in addition to being a work of art, of course, a big, expensive, high-stakes commercial project, and it must have posed all kinds of difficult questions that you knew you would have to face months hence. I mean, do you limit his performance? Do you change his performance? Do you change the way the film is marketed? I think it's probably hard to get perspective because you're right in the middle of the film itself and in this sort of emotional vortex. And I'm wondering, Christopher Nolan, how you found perspective on how you would deal with his death and the release of this film?
Well, all I can really say about that, to be honest, is that I had a very specific task at the time when Heath died, and that was to finish editing the film. And it was very obvious to me that what I had to do was to finish the film in exactly the way we would have anyway. That's what Heath would have insisted upon, and it was very important that his performance come through in the film exactly the way he intended. So really that was my task, that's what I've done, and I'm gratified to hear people reacting to the performance in the way that I know he wanted them to.
Any thoughts about that, Christian Bale? I don't know how much you got to know Heath Ledger on the set.
Yeah, I think that this is what he did, and he was a wonderful talent, and this is not a personal journal. This is not a homemade video, which must and should remain private. This is his work, and he intended for this to be seen. And he created an incredible portrayal. He immersed himself into this role. I think contrary to what many people have said, and I think there's been a lot of, frankly, quite rude amateur psychology been going on by a number of journalists. Heath enjoyed playing the Joker immensely. He immersed himself in it, as any good actor does. But the minute the makeup came off, he was Heath, and he was wonderful company.
And the rude commentary you're referring to is this notion that because he played such a tormented character that it might have affected him psychologically in some way that contributed to his death.
I find that disrespectful to Heath's acting ability. He was far beyond that.
You know, one more question about the story here. Christopher Nolan, you know, it's interesting that in this film we see that Bruce Wayne has adopted this character Batman in Batman Begins and has begun fighting crime in Gotham. And then we see that as he succeeds against the criminal element, that they respond in kind and unintended consequences appear. Criminals are replaced by ones that are even, you know, more cynical, more ruthless. And in a way, a chaos emerges which he didn't anticipate. And I wonder if that's not unlike the experience of the American invasion in Iraq, and I wonder if there was anything conscious in that.
Well, not insofar as I think we're all in the world we live in today, I think one of the biggest threats we feel, one of the most palpable fears, is the fear of anarchy, is the fear of the complete breakdown of the systems we live by. And obviously, you know, Iraq is one of the places that we're shown that every night on the news. The truth is that myself and David Goyer and my brother Jonah, when we're working on the story, working on the screenplay, we try not to be conscious, too sort of conscious of trying to put, you know, political parallels of things into the story, because that sort of violates the terms of the storytelling a little bit, violates the terms of the genre. We try and write from the point of view of writing about what genuinely moves us, and we trust that because we all live in the same world, that things will arise from that if we're really sincere about what genuinely moves us. Things will arise that do speak to other people and do speak to them in some way, in some ways about the actual state of the world. But I think if we were ever trying to be, you know, conscious with that, I think you'd feel it in the storytelling, and you'd react against it. So if those things are in there, it's sort of about now when I'm sitting talking to people like yourself who've seen it, you know, objectively, that's when I start to sort of see these kind of parallels and things that we've put in there. But hopefully there's stuff in the movie that resonates, but we try and be a little accidental with that.
Well, Christopher Nolan, Christian Bale, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Christian Bale plays Batman in The Dark Knight. Christopher Nolan directed and co-wrote the film. They spoke with Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies.